Listen, I get it. The hardest thing about marketing yourself and talking about yourself is actually being clear about it, right? A lot of times we in our head we know we want to say we think we're getting it out, but you know, it's a lot of direct people out here who just are no gutter hose bar and they say what needs to be said. And the thing is, it's not that you're not bold, it's just are people getting it? So my name is Lena Nicole, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast so far. And the thing is, before I started really trying to pitch myself a lot and just go down people's throat, I really kind of wanted people to get to know who I was, to know the people I talked to in my life. And even while I'm trying to do this commercial and give it to you, it's still hard because in my head I'm thinking, oh my God, am I salesy? But here's the thing, we're all doing it. We're all salesy to some type of degree. We're all selling ourselves. Now, whether you know it, you're selling yourself by how you walk, how you talk, how you articulate yourself, body language, eye contacts, blonde hair, blue-eyed, brown skin, what? Everything is some type of representation. And while some people could take what I said very negatively, but let's be truthful. People are always looking at how you do stuff, how you communicate yourself. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably overthinking it because you're not sure if what you do even makes any sense. But again, hi, my name is Lena Nicole. I'm an image strategist, image consultant, image coach. However it feels better for you. Overall, I'm just a boss and I'm a glamour boss on top of that. But my biggest thing is, I love when people are clear about their vision. I'm one of those people where I can overthink it a lot. I'm very strategic. I know what I want to do. I'm not like, I get it. People can tell me what they want and I know how to execute. But the thing a lot of times is, while I'm great at getting it done, I really didn't have clarity. I overdoubted it. I played the quote unquote devil's advocate role so much in my life where I gave voices and thoughts to certain things and told the same story over and over and over. And it just didn't make any sense to anybody else. And hell, it wasn't even making sense to me anymore until I started to get clear. I started really thinking about what I wanted, how I wanted. And if you're like me, you know what you want, how you want to do it. You see all the puzzles. Like if you do one thing, you got to do the other thing because the other thing is connected to the other thing. And people just don't get that because they want you to find this niche and stay in your lane. But why can't you have it all? But then it makes sense. And you go back and forth. So I'm helping you again, get really clear about what you want to do, right? How to execute that vision, how to go about it. I'm also too talking about your image and your communication. Are you telling the same story you have told to yourself for so long that nobody needs your services doesn't make sense, that now you believe it and you are completely hindering yourself from jumping out into the market? I'm the person who's showing you the data, showing you the real facts, and connecting you to the right people to get you where you want to go. And more than anything, which is my favorite part of it, it's all about how you look, baby, because this is a show and no other show is better in the world to me besides show business. You have to show off the business that you're in. And that is my strongest point and where I come into play it, which is all about your behaviors, you dressing, your style, photo shoots, the stage presentation, giving a great show while also educating, entertaining, and pleasing your crowd. I'm all about it. But here's the dope thing about me. I must say, a lot of these sessions with me are right in person. Granted, I know everybody's a coach now. Everything is digital. Nothing's personal. I'm the personal coach. Like, I get it. I'm a single mom. I have a kid. I have this business, this relationship. You probably have a family. If you're really career oriented, you want a family, you're not how to communicate. It's just a lot going on. And sometimes you need that person right with you to help you execute. And that's where I come into play. Again, hey, my name is Lena Nicole. I'm an image strategist. This is me really trying to explain it. Granted, this is supposed to be a commercial, right? Right. But again, this is the best way I could describe it because I really kind of don't know any other way but to give it to you authentic. And so far in this podcast, if you have been listening to this year long of me, I wanted you guys to get to know who I was. I didn't want to just shove content down your throat. I wanted you to know who I was. My podcasts have been unedited, so you can really know this is really how I talk to people. It's not just you. This is who I am all the time. And sometimes people can only see one side of you. And like I said, with me, I want to show all sides of your business. I want to show all sides of your personalities and ways that you can market yourself by just being who you authentically are. So right now I'm offering really quick sessions where they're $25 for 25 minutes with me. We jump on the phone, we crush it. I do a really quick data analogy of you. I go through your social media website, your Facebook, your social media profiles to really get down to the nit and the grit of what you're really trying to say. So when we get on the phone, it's quick, It's impactful, and I got to give you quick action steps. So pen and a paper is a necessity because, baby, you're going to start writing. And when the stuff comes out, and we have to really talk about the mindset shift of how the mindset shift, again, unedited, of how we're going to get it done and get over the mistakes, just how I got over mine, and keep going and keep the show rolling. If you think about it, you really didn't think about the mistake until I talked about the mistake. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. But hurry up and book your 25-25 with me and let's get cracking, girl. 25 for 25. Let's get clear on some stuff. I can't wait to work with you. And thank you for listening to You Know What Jesus Podcast.
You are listening to You Know What Jesus Podcast with London Nicole, an unfiltered conversation into the world of business, beauty, and branding for the authentic businesswoman. In this podcast, transformational speaker Lena Nicole and her guests will discuss the best ways to stay focused and motivated in a world full of distractions to help you keep your mindset in the game. You are now listening to You Know What Jesus.
You Know What Jesus? Let's just talk about, okay, so I'm podcasting. You know what my podcast, I just put it up there. So if you are following me on Facebook, facebook.com/Lena Nicole, you know what up, Jesus? I haven't talked to you guys. Listen, I have like a whole bunch of podcasts that I have to like release. And I feel like if I said it out loud in front of Colleen and she just walked back over, she gonna look at me and be like, really? So why didn't you? So I have been podcasting every day. I haven't been uploading every day. And then every time I want to upload, I feel guilty because I had podcast and uploaded the day before. So I feel like you kind of like behind in the story and we playing recap. But I was just saying, I just told her that voice is like the biggest thing right now. And to start using your phone as a voice recorder versus writing it down. While writing it down is essential, sometimes things are said, you get inspiration and you're not able to write it down. So voice for me is like a voice note. You're able to capture it with your voice. They're fine. So I'm over here in the middle of the day, we're doing this impromptu session and we're working on a tour for You Know What Jesus and we're going to different. So I'm going to Raleigh, Charlotte, because I got to go through my state. Raleigh, Charlotte, Atlanta, Florida, that Miami, Tampa area, Dallas, Texas. LA is like my dream stop because there's so many people I want to see in the area that I haven't seen in forever. And just people like I need to just see, like they're like my Facebook family, I feel like. New York City, of course, and then upstate New York. So that's right now. And then next year we kick off the tour in London. And yeah. So that's a big thing. But I was basically just saying, like, as an image coach, or I would say image coach, because it's like I feel like some of it is like half image, half visual, half life planning. It's like a little bit of both. So I'm not telling you what to do with your life, but your life and your business, for most people, they don't want it to be separate. So if you're the type of person where you want your life to be your business and you to run in your life purpose, your life and your career and everything is just you, right? Your life, that's just you standing up every day talking about how much you love beauty and why you love beauty. That's just you talking about you, really. So you don't want your life and your business to not coincide. So think about it. Your life really consists of going around talking about looking good and you're making money from it, mm-hmm. making you a better person and you're making money from it, how to increase your revenue because you did it and you're making money from it. It's just you talking really about your life. So I feel like for me, that's why I said you have to be visible, because if nobody knows you exist, then you know what I mean? You only got a bottle of water,
right?
Because you kept seeing it, so you brought it.
Right.
You only got MAC lipstick because every black woman you see,
right,
proudly talk. It's, you have to talk about it all the time. Just because you know about what you do and you think it's common, somebody doesn't know. We got to stop assuming people know how we feel, what we think, what we know. Mm-hmm. Everything is valuable. Everything. Your life is valuable because somebody's trying to keep you alive in the hospital. And when you leave, they will give you a bill for keeping you alive. Like, everything has a value on it. Love has a value on it. That's why we just had Valentine's Day. You were really buying love to give to somebody else. It's just keeping 100. I mean, it's just... And everybody was sad because they felt like nobody gave them love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a market on it. Good or bad, the intention behind it, but everything is still, you know what I mean? So for me, I feel like I meet big thinking visionaries, big thinking people, and you have all of these things that you want to do. And everybody's told you, you can't jump in all lanes. You can't do it all. And I'm like, yes, you can. You're an innovator. You're a visionary. You see a problem, you want to fix it. But the thing is, when the puzzle pieces look all over the floor, you see one, 99, you see all of these pieces. You need all of these pieces of the puzzle. I just feel like I just come in and versus you seeing one, 36, 85. And it's hard to have faith between one and 36. But if I can come in and say, all right, cool, here's one and two. I may not, I don't see three and four either, but I do see five and six. Because you also have to have room in your life for your opportunities to manifest, for, you know, God to jump in, for people to bless you, for just, you know, anything to happen. So for me, it's just, I really want people to get super, super clear, because I think for me, I knew my purpose my whole life. I believe we all know what we're supposed to do. You just probably get different pictures of different stuff. Some people get one picture and they run off that. Some people need two pictures and then they run off that. Some people need that feeling. Some people need to see. Just however. And I think you have some people who are just brilliant and they're so smart and they're so strategic and they think so much that you get so caught up with thinking that you paralyze yourself. You have told yourself the same story so much. I show you the pieces that you haven't seen. And if those are the pieces that you need, and if you don't take those pieces, if you think this place in your life is fucked up, it's about to get real bad. You don't have the time to stay at the same level anymore. Life is moving too fast. And I feel like I meet people and we're trying to stay young, but soulfully wise, I feel like we're getting so old because we're really not living. So I feel like this fascination with everybody looking so young, I feel like you're really trying to relive your life. You feel me? Right. From young versus saying, I'm here now. Right. I'm happy now. And let me live my life from now. I feel like until you're dead, you could be a superstar. I really do. I feel like there's no age or anything.
No, not at all.
I feel like there's no age or anything. It's no cap on anything if you want to do it. And I think I'm so passionate about it now because I feel like people are going to only see you. Huh? Yeah, you can talk. You can say something. Okay, because this is what it is. My podcasts are open and unfiltered because I think that we just have to start telling the truth about business.
Right.
And I think black women especially are dying and stressing themselves over because what we talked about before, pace.
Pace, yeah.
You don't have your own pace. Mm-hmm. And the reason I call myself a glampian, I'm a good looking champion. You're not going to kill me trying to run like I'm not Mike.
Right.
It just said, do it like Mike. Like means the same way Mike did it, you do it too. That's how you got to take it. Not to do just what Mike did, but to take action on your life. Don't tell me what I got to do. Don't tell me how I have to get it done.
Right.
You feel me? So I listen to people. So when you talk, that's why I took notes. Okay, she went, okay. She knows she can do all of this. You just got to team up with people. You feel me? Certain stuff, your gifts haven't been at you.
Right. Help you execute it. And actually, people who see the vision that you see. And because that's where I was, you know.
Nobody saw it.
No one saw it.
Yeah. And so you thinking you crazy because nobody saw it. Right. And I'm like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of things make a whole lot of sense. I just don't think the person gets it that's saying it. I feel like you just believed in the pie in the sky so long that you're even questioning the pie in the sky. Like, you know it's real, but you don't know it's real.
Yeah.
But you know it's real. Mm-hmm. So it's a very conflicting feeling.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the pie is real.
Yeah.
It's your pie.
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't been around people. And I think that's where the comfort zone gets in. We get intimidated and we get afraid of people who have that confidence. Versus saying, how did you get there? Like, I haven't had clear. Like, some stuff, if I know, I know, I know. But other stuff, I don't. But when I get clarity about some,
right.
I want everybody to get clear.
Right, absolutely. I'm the same way.
If I get it, I get, because it's a freeing feeling.
It is.
When you have some clarity to you.
It really is. And people don't understand. And that's why I'm
How was your day today? So hype.
Right.
Everything, even if it messed up the day, you were so excited because you had something to look forward to.
Exactly.
I don't think we're building a life where we have stuff to look forward to. And I think that's why we have become so lazy as a society. Mm-hmm. We don't. Like, I couldn't even get through my day because all day I felt like the little kid that was checking for 4 o'clock. And that's how I want my life to be.
Yeah.
That I'm excited to go here. I'm excited to go here. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Like, I was so late. Like, then I was like, oh my God, I'm late. And this one lady was like, I got somewhere to go. I got something to do. Hurry up. But I've noticed, like, my sleep has changed differently. I'm trying to get on this 4:30 kick, but I'm noticing planning out stuff and giving yourself stuff to do that you want to do makes you jump up out the bed.
Absolutely. That's why I was going with, you know, we have to create that vision board, that timeline, so we know where we're going. We know what we've already accomplished so far. And I'm telling you, vision boards has what got me thus far.
Now, how do you make yours? Because this is the thing. I've been wanting to do a vision board, right, for a long time, like 2 years.
Yeah.
And I've been so afraid because everybody has a vision board.
Right.
And I have the name, and I'm going to say it in my podcast because I'm going to go buy it today. So, I'm going to go buy it. But it's called Make Up Your Vision.
Yeah.
And it's just because, you know, I feel like you can make it up. Like, you know, like makeup, I feel like it forces you to use your creativity. And then this thing, I just want people to use more creativity in their vision board.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, why is it that I'm only cutting and pasting stuff out? Like, are there other ways to do a vision board?
Yeah. That, like, okay, so me, because I'm a visual person, like, I have to see it. You know, I'm not like, what's the other type of learning styles? I'm not that.
I'm all visual.
Yeah, I'm all
visual.
Too. Yeah.
Then I am voice.
Yeah.
I have to see it, hear it.
Hear it, yeah.
Then I can do it.
Right.
So if I see it, if I see it, then you can talk me through it.
Yeah.
Or I got to smile. Yeah, no, seeing. Because I can see you do it. I can see me do it.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if it's my hearing and touch. Hearing, touch, and...
Now, hearing does work for me because, and I say hearing is like a really big thing for me because it's like when I'm riding in my car and I have my Bible app on and I'm hearing the scriptures, I can keep
You can see it.
I can, I can remember.
So that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, hearing, it's like I have to see, hear, do.
Yeah.
See, hear, do. And that's funny. Oh my God, Jesus, you going to play me out like this in front of people? That was the thing on my vision board party. It was called, I can show you my note thinking about it. Ooh. It was called Make Up Your Vision. See, hear, and do.
Mm-hmm.
See, hear, and do.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I wanted to do was activities along the seeing, the hearing, and the doing for my vision board party.
Make it practical.
Yeah, but you feel it. So when you leave, you can keep that behavior going.
Right.
I don't know how crazy this sounds.
That does not sound crazy at all, but that sounds more like somebody like me. With my
because I can't sit still but for so long, and I'm ready to jump right into it, and then to have other people's opinion too and feedback, because people can see other stuff too. But I think it also has to be a very fun, open place.
Absolutely.
And it can't be negativity. And I've noticed a lot of people are thinking that they're very positive lately, and you're not. So I did a podcast the other day, and my friend has said, somebody has said it today, she said, oh, give me your advice. Play devil's advocate. I was like, nah, man, that's what I'm not going to do. And she said, why not? And I said, I'm not going to play devil's advocate because the word advocate, I said, which I learned from Joy Piven, who's like, she's about to be my new lawyer, right? Like, so, hey, Joy. And basically, she was talking about self-advocacy, meaning to use your voice and to use your voice for power to release somebody. So I said, if I'm playing the devil advocate, I'm releasing you to do something negative.
Negative, right.
Something that's out of character, something that wouldn't benefit you.
Right.
I said, so
that's why I never say devil's advocate.
So I'm not going to be his advocate. I'm not going to be his mouthpiece.
Exactly.
I said, so what I'm going to say is this. I think you can do whatever you want to do. And I think you need to have jobs that are going to be close to what you really want to do with your life.
Right.
Whether it's start a business or not. So if you know you want to go into business for yourself, I would work in a business that's close to the type of business that I want to do. Absolutely. So I can get hands-on practical skills and figure out if I need to go to trade school or college school to cut down that time.
Absolutely.
So I was telling her, if you want to go into real estate, why keep staying in this atmosphere? Right. Even if you got to take a pay cut, like chuck that pay cut, get the practicality from it, get how to use it, turn around and build your business from it. Hello. And then go get a part-time job.
Right.
I said, or work with somebody. I said, if you want to be in real estate, getting a job at, you know, a property manager,
right.
even if you took the pay cut, I said, by the time you meet so many people there that are looking for homes, absolutely. You can turn around and be their realtor or figure out how to get into the housing market. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. And she's like, well, I don't want to leave one job for a lesser pay. And I said, that's where we go.
You're not ready.
You're boom. That's where people are messing up at. Like, I have done that so much. I said, if an opportunity presents itself and it doesn't look like everything. Like, so I feel like we're so busy worried about who's on my team
right.
and what's for me, ain't for me. And if it is, everybody's for self.
Why can't you just create a team after you have focused on I?
Not even that. Everybody's for themselves.
You know,
me
right.
and you are working together
yeah.
because you have something you want
right.
and I have something we want.
Right.
And we have agreed the best way to get mm-hmm. it is by working together.
Together.
If me and you stop
collaboration.
But if me and you stop talking today, your world will still go on mm-hmm. and my world will still go on.
Right.
I was like, so let's get out of the mind frame of somebody for... No, people in your life should be bettering your life. Period, point blank. Every job you take, every situation.
Just but change your circle.
But why does everything have to, like, why does a person have to be for, that's what your personal relationship for.
Why even focus on people who are for you? Just go with it.
That's boom. That's having a flow. And I feel like the only thing that should be so structured, I think everything needs a structure. Like, it should be certain levels and certain things you have. But I remember she said it to me. She's like, you would never take a lower pay cut. I was like, yeah, I have before. I was like,
Mama, do we got
a water bottle? You see, kids know how to sit there and come interrupt you. I say everything because it told you it's unedited. I'm not editing this podcast. But I just was like, I think we just got to get out of the place of that.
I just be so focused on making him be quiet because when I go live, I'm like...
Silence. I don't be caring. I'd be like, it'd be like,
I'll go upstairs in that private room.
I think you just have to be honest and say,
yeah,
are the people in my life helping me? Are they driving me?
Mm-hmm.
Are they relying on me to stay focused? Are they influencing me any type of way? Or do they want just the best for me? Can I run with these people? Are they going to slow me down? Is it going to hinder me? Is it going to cost me out of my budget to hang with them? If you have answered yes to any of those following questions, that's when that person isn't your some agreement you guys had
right.
fell off. I
right.
think it needs to be more agreements
right.
between more people.
I think so. And you know, it's funny because that's what I said to you the other day.
You was like, let's get a contract. I was like, yeah. I was like,
You know what I'm saying?
Then why should...
And
remember we talked about even in relationships.
Yeah.
Marriages. If we have one big fight and we can't sit here and come back, it was never real.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's the way to prove if a friendship was real or not. So if me and you have a relationship and we can't take time and still have a business structure,
mm-hmm.
and even if we say, hey, we're going to part ways. Even in the contract, we should already, while we happy, say, hey, I'm going to leave with this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to leave with this and we're going to break ties, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. If I got to get into screaming and calling you this
right,
and that,
right,
I
right.
can't go through all of that.
Right, I can't deal
But what
with
I'm
it,
not
yeah.
going to do, if we have cut ties
mm-hmm.
and we're gone,
right.
you don't have the same access to me no more. That's what a friendship and a relationship and a business is to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Right.
If me and you are not friends no more,
mm-hmm.
we can still be cool and cordial,
right.
but you haven't access. Because
right.
access to my world is access to my water, my
right.
food, my supplies.
Right.
No, you got to ask for that
right.
now. Before I used to go out and fill your bucket because
yeah.
I had to make sure you on my team, you
right.
was thirsty.
Right.
You not on my team and you over there thirsty.
That.
Unless you ask me for a cup of water, they ain't got nothing to do. I'm minding my business.
I know, that's right. Yeah.
Because as soon as I offer you a cup of water, you're going to say what? I ain't even thirsty anyway. I was fine. I was like, okay, look. Okay, little dehydrated, you stay right there. No, that's my definition of mine and my business. If you on my team and you my people, we rocking with me,
yes.
it ain't we ain't got no personal business.
That's right.
Your man hit you upside the head, I'm gonna come in there and knock him inside the head.
Right.
We got that's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But if me and you not friends no more.
Yeah. But oh. See, the thing is, you know, and this is where
my viewpoint.
I don't want to take sidetrack, but yeah. See, that's the thing is, that's where I felt like, and I don't want to say where I failed in my friendship, is because I don't think people saw friendship relationship the way I saw it. Like, if we rock, we rock. If I'm hungry.
You hungry.
If I'm eat, you eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I see friendship. And I'm just like, and it was always like, and I guess because they saw that heart that I have inside, and they took it, and all they did was stab me in it.
Boom. And I think people think, oh, you're so direct. You don't have any feelings. Quite opposite, boo-boo. I mean, right now, I can watch Free Willy, and it's going to be over. You would think the rapture took place. I'm going to be through. Yeah. I do everything with my heart. But yeah. I have learned that I'm so freaking important and valuable.
Right.
And you feel me? It's a lot.
Yeah.
If you violate me and right. you hurt me, you have to come back and be honest.
Yeah.
If you had, when I screamed at you, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I was wrong, as Fonzie. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, people kill me. They like, well, love is love. I'm like, how you say love is love? Even God got structure to love. I'm like, bruh, did you not see him kill everybody off? Like, or was it just me? Because I was like, no matter what religion you in, the first four books of the Bible, Quran, Torah, it got Noah's Ark story. My man took everybody out. I'm just saying.
Right.
So clearly.
People don't understand that he felt a wrath. He felt some type of way.
But I would too. First of all, I build you a whole community.
Yeah.
I put your food and your water down here. And all I said was, bruh.
Right.
Like, love. Clearly, I love you.
Right.
So I love you. You lose. Oh. So you're going to go over there and think, Billy taking care of you, huh? Huh? Okay. Yeah. Let Billy take care of you. See how far that's going to go. Oh, so now you with Billy. Oh, okay. No. You're not going to go to Billy's house. Mm-mm, not with my food. That's, you know what? But I love you. I'm just going to tell you next time you can't go to Billy's house with my food, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, then two times come up. You know what? You and Billy got me effed up. I'm going to have to knock Billy out too because Billy going to eat my food while he's chilling. Okay. You know what? I'm going to forgive you though. I love you. I'm going to forgive you. Oh, third time, nope, everybody dying, nope.
Right.
That's it. And I feel like people have to have a strike system. You need to have a tolerance system
or some type
of system to measure it. Because I'm like, yo, everything has some measure. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And I'm like, goals, relationships, like we got to do a check-in with people.
Absolutely.
Because if we got a friendship, at some point, you got to sit down and be like, okay, well, we've been friends for a year and everybody's still broke. Something went wrong.
Oh my,
wrong.
That's what I'm like.
We've been together for a year and it ain't nothing yet. Something a little wrong. We're either not communicating well, we can't build together right, somebody ain't being authentic. Because that's what I feel like happens in relationships and marriage, especially in marriage. When people say, some people been like, oh, this is what happened. My friend Carlos, I'm going to tag him in it. Carlos was like, no, Brett. He was like, you got to just stop beasting at people sometime. I said, excuse me? He was like, you're going to have to calm that down. I said, excuse me? I feel like you're trying to tell me to turn my light off, bro. I'm all ready to check you, right? Like, you want to step outside and fight or no? Like, he was like, no, you know, but sometimes for men, you just said. I said, well, if I got to do all of that, I can go get a puppy. I'm cool. Yeah. I was like, because here's the thing. And he was like, well, how do you think 20-year marriages last? Because they love each other and they build it and they making money and the sex is great. I mean, I don't know. I can keep going on and on. But I refuse to be in a marriage for 20 years and then somebody pop up today or tomorrow and say, you know what? I don't want to be with you. Let me tell you what happened. You came into yourself and realized you was living a whole false facade for somebody else. I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not living my life. And shout out to someone today. Flo said it today. I'm not going to live my life anybody else according to your terms. Mm-hmm. If you go home every day and you have dinner with your family at 8:00, you feel me? That's your life.
Right.
Maybe my family has to do it at 4 because at 8 we got something to do.
Right.
We got to stop telling people how they should live their life.
Absolutely.
Versus saying, hey, what time do you want to wake up?
Right.
And if you're going to go into an entertainment business that works all the time, maybe you're going to have to structure your business so you can eventually have it a certain type of way.
Absolutely.
But coming into the game, maybe this won't work for you. I think in some parts we have to be realistic about what we're doing,
right?
The business it is. Like if Beyonce never, if she came out with an album once a year, cool. She has defined herself, her market, her business so much, mm-hmm. she can sit here and not do anything.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Can you structure your business the way you want it? Can you live it and make the money? The way that I want to live my business, my life, I don't ever see me slowing down. I probably got a good to 50. So I have another 20 years of working this hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no slowdown plan. Matter of fact, I change it. Maybe.
Well, let's just say once this gets on the road, then who's to say how long, like, we never know how soon this will start
popping off. That's what I'm saying. So when people say, I want to be a billionaire, like Soulja Boy said it best. He was like, why I got so many business? I'm trying to be a billionaire. He said, and after I get a billion, I'm going to want seven. My life is a journey. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know if God's going to give me 20 or 70, but I got to get everything out until then. And then if I say, all right, cool. Average what? Average lifetime of average span of a woman is what?
Say about 70.
Let's say 70, right? 70, 50, 67, 8, 50, I got 50, 40, 50. I got 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, I don't have a lot of time.
Pretty much, yeah.
So if I don't have a lot of time and I only have 40 years to get it done,
yeah.
Bruh.
Right.
Bruh. So I have 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
40 years. And keep in mind, money's changing, currency's changing, and 40 years, $1 billion could look like $1 million. We really don't know. So I have 40 years before I can...
But the thing is, and this is how I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may have those years, but...
You don't know what's going to happen.
It took God like 6 days to make earth. So those things that we can see may take years. Once we get it going,
it could take shorter.
It could take
some
shorter.
Stuff can take longer.
Right.
I don't know. But I feel like when people sit here, okay, matter of fact, I feel like when it's your time to go, I just feel like this. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. And the stuff in my head at least is a good 5-year plan. So the longer I take on it, my body, keep in mind, my mind can be young, but your body, think about it, at 70 is going to be different.
Absolutely.
So if you know, for instance, like me, if you know people say, oh, I know I want to be in entertainment. I know I want to dance and do stuff. Do it and take care of the body you're
in.
Don't slowly kill yourself because you really don't know.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So if you only have this body to 70... You only had this life to 70?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm looking at some of these 70, 82-year-old, but like, the time is changing and progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, why sit here? And again, everybody has a different way they want to live their life. So again, I think it's multiple factors. Mm-hmm. I feel like the business I'm going into is a very fast-moving business, which I love and I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think within there, you have to find your balance and the
you
things
do.
That are happening for you.
You really
and then
do.
Overall say, maybe at this checkpoint in life, this is to me why goals and checklists and things are so valuable.
Yes!
You're just saying
yes!
It.
So you're feeling me, right?
No, I don't disagree, but that's
okay.
What I'm saying. And I think a relationship needs checkpoints. I think friendship needs checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and your kids need checkpoints. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because if you're going to hold them accountable to a report card,
right.
Like, do they have a report card in your house? Do you,
mm-hmm.
you know, does your family have a checklist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying, hey, guys, we're about to buckle down for 1 year and we're about to buy a house.
Right.
Like, do we have those same checklists or are
That's
we just
good.
Getting so comfortable with everything
mm-hmm.
and every relationship that we don't have some type of structure?
That's good. I like
and
that.
And then if the checklist doesn't happen, are we going back to say, all right, cool, we didn't buy a house in a year,
mm-hmm.
but why didn't we get a house
right.
in a year?
What went wrong?
Was it too big of a goal? Okay,
mm-hmm.
maybe a year wasn't. It was two.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have this next two. Was it money?
Right.
And if it was money,
was it credit on point.
And if it was credit, why didn't we take a class? Let's get
right.
a class going. So I think depending on the goals you have, should be those conversations, and it should be written down versus us assuming.
Right.
Can I get your phone?
Yeah. What you about to do?
Just watch YouTube.
We're about to go.
Uh-huh.
I know. You ready? I know, we gotta go.
Oh,
oh my, don't feel bad because you said it to some. Oh.
Where are you gonna take her? You going to work?
Yeah, you want.
Where are you gonna take her?
I'm back to work with me.
Dude, she been at work with you all day?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. So my kid goes between, I got up, I made her breakfast. Then she wanted to stay at home and do gymnastics. I left, went to work, came back. Then she went to work because she sells too, right beside me. And I haven't even been there she hadn't been with me about 2 hours. Yeah. Because she was with my parents before.
Okay.
Yeah, she was, but she was asleep because we didn't go to sleep to 3.
Okay.
Because she was looking up her ingredients for slime. I know. So she didn't go to sleep to 3, woke up by 12. And when I got her, we went out to eat. We had pizza. Yeah. So she was really at work with me for like 3 hours selling candy.
Wow.
What and then we candy? Had this beauty. She was selling like M&M's, bubblegum, yeah. But she really wants to sell slime. And then we had a meeting with you, and then she was going to go back with me for like an hour.
So you're going to stay at work for an hour?
Yeah.
Just let her stay here. Okay. She good. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, she like kids and playing. I'd be like, look, man.
That's my son. My baby.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to have another kid. Yeah,
I know I don't.
Like, I do, but I'm just like, maybe... Okay, maybe if I get my first million, then I'll be like, all right, cool.
That's where me and my husband are. We were like, let me just hit the scratch off or whatever, you know, because...
Yeah, if I probably, matter of fact, if I probably hit my first, I don't know, like, I have certain milestones, because I'm like, yo, if I'm in business for myself, and I'm like, I'm in business for myself, and I'm like, oh, as soon as I'm working full-time for myself, well, I'm counting down, I got 119 days, and then I'm like, oh, well, if I hit my first million, I'm like, maybe I hit my first million in, like, 2, and then I said, you feel me? I feel like I'm gonna keep pushing it back.
Well, but I promise you, like, my husband and I, we just had the same conversation yesterday, and he was just like, he doesn't know if he... You know, because in my line of work, it'd be quicker for me, like, to get a foster kid. I can get a foster kid right now with my line of work.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, he was like, he doesn't want, like, the foster kid that's upstairs. He wants, like, he wants a baby. And I was like, I agree. Let's get a baby.
But do you
want
to give him a baby?
When we get the million, if we get the million.
See, I feel like, I'm like, maybe. Right? I'm like, maybe if I get a million first. I could be like, yeah, sure.
I'll pop you one or two, you know what I'm saying?
But then I'm going to be like, well, when I get a jet, it's going to be easier for me to travel with a kid because then I don't have to worry. I'm like, okay, that's my new bucket list. I feel like Cardi now.
Yeah.
When I get a jet, I can definitely see me.
Oh, I'm definitely on the jet theme because flying from Germany, I was like.
How long were you on the plane with Germany?
Girl, coming back, going was cool because... It's best to fly at night. If you can get a flight out
at
night.
Well, I'm all about flying at night.
That's the best. But coming back, it was on Martin Luther King Day. Girl, that plane was so packed.
Really?
Those kids, and of course they spoke in, you know, other languages. And I just woke up out of a
nap. And that's what I'm telling people now, too. I've been on that hard. Like,
girl.
Practicing languages. How many languages do you know?
That's funny.
Really?
I know 1.5. Like, I'm on my Spanish. And then now me being in Germany, my Dutch. Oh, my God. I'm so on that. Because when I get back, I want to be able to say more than just schnitzel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be able
to say more than that. So, were you really shocked how many black people were there?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Germany, they love us.
Oh, that's what Brian was saying. That's what we was just talking about. He was like, yeah. But yeah, that was my episode of You Know What Jesus. I'm gonna post these ad caps, these podcasts today, because I just feel like you're just looking at me right now with judgment. I'm gonna post them all today. But thank you guys so much for listening. You can go to www.youknowwhatjesus.com. I'm also every Thursday night I'll have a different speaker for them to talk about what they do, and it's just I'm all about not getting distracted and staying focused on the stuff you have to get done now. Because here's the thing. I've been through the depression and the anxiety before. And the biggest thing for me is checklists. When I knock off one or two things of importance. And this is the thing. It's the thing that's bothering you daily. Like, my podcast sits on my mind daily. It's that thing. If I got that quiet. But it's like the thing we know we should do, we won't do. Mm-hmm. And usually the thing that you should do is the thing that's gonna be your breakthrough to your overflow and your purpose. Mm-hmm. So we have to get over that fear, right? Because we know if that pop off, our life really gonna pop off. So as much as we say we want to change it, I think it's looking for the good stuff. Like, once your business pops off, imagine the other good stuff that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, once I upload these podcasts, one, the good thing is done. And two, we have this huge tour built around it.
Right.
That's gonna be super funny and super entertaining. And so, you know, it's just getting over. Oh my, I don't know. I don't know if I have this fear of people have to listen now or this fear of people are listening now. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
because like now that the people are listening, you're like waking up so many people who have been like quote unquote sleep.
But I don't want to. But I don't want to. I'm like, wait a minute. That man, okay, so somebody was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, my friend said it was good. He used it in his sermon the other day. I was like, oh shit, don't send nobody to hell, man. Oh man. I was like, it's not that. It's just, I think it has to be a both. I think your whole life is a balance, which it I'm really finally is. Understanding. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Apostle Fran. I remember she told me that before. She's like, London, you really have to have a balance. And she's like a balance everywhere. Cause you're really high over here in your personal, no, in your work life. She's like, you're on it, you're killing. And she's like, how often, like, she's like, and what about your dating life? I was like, dating? Girl, bye. And she's like, no, you have to like balance everything. And I was like, you know what it is with dating for me? But now that I'm dating again, I'm in this pond of dating. I just rather deal with direct people who are just straight to the point. Mm-hmm. You tell me what it is. Right. Tell me what's happening. I do that all day long with other people. No jelly bats. Not that. All day long, I'm talking to people about vision and their goals. Yeah. All day long. I have to coach them to say it. I have to coach them to trust me with that information.
Right.
Because I get it. You've told people. Right. And they laughed at you. Mm-hmm. They told you how stupid.
They even took it, you know, for themselves.
Boom. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not that perfect. Like, mm-hmm. Claire, you should, you met, like, we've had a conversation in two days.
In 2 days, yeah.
And I told you, like, hey, I know I want to do. And I said, right. I said, I want to do a direct marketing business too. Mm-hmm. But if I was you, I would do one too. And right. I would lay it out this way. I was like, because right. yours don't have nothing to do. And he was like, right. oh, but your product can go. I was like, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think I'm in shock because I've never had someone say, oh my God, I have a saying I did too, but I'm going to do mine and you can do yours too. Mm-hmm. And we're cool.
And then we can work it together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm like, you're gonna be good at something in that business that mm-hmm. I'm not. Right. That's going to improve my business. Mm-hmm. And who's to say you're really going to keep your business forever. I may do a network marketing company for a year and be mm-hmm. like, you know what? I didn't like it.
But we never.
But did. I did it though. That's what matters. That I did it.
Even and we're going to be here to help each other. You know, like where you help me to find that part of me that I've been trying to bring out mm-hmm. and I be able to help you, like, what did you do wrong? You know, or what did you not listen to when I told you? You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
It's balance.
You did help me because for you, you were the physical manifestation of mm-hmm. that I needed to know it exists mm-hmm. because when you get in the system, and I'm just being super transparent, when you know you're going to get a check every 2 weeks, you already have that money, you can get stuck on that system.
You can, you really can.
Even though I know what the free world feels like because mm-hmm. I got money every day,
right,
whether it came in a mailbox, whether it came, you mm-hmm. know you did. You can also, when you have people saying your paycheck, you have to be around people about that life right. that you're about.
Yeah.
You have to be around people who are running the life that you're doing, especially entrepreneurship.
Right.
So for you to say, hey, I left, this mishap, you know, I got fired, just to be transparent.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 or 3 months, you know, I didn't get evicted. I was mm-hmm. a single mom just like you. Mm-hmm. I was by myself just like you. Mm-hmm. And I paid all my bills. Mm-hmm. I was starting to make it consecutively $2,000. Mm-hmm. You're like, yo, you can do it too.
Right.
You know, you tried the physical place. The physical place didn't work for you.
Right.
Why put down the physical and you can do it digitally?
Right.
So you can do the same thing I'm doing, mm-hmm. but why don't you do it? And I'm like, oh, I felt that way. I was moving that way, mm-hmm. but I was moving on it a little slow. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You gave it to me in real time.
Okay.
So I think most people hear that story of, I got fired from my job and I made money. I quit my job and I was okay. To see somebody, to physically be in their house,
right.
to have a great standard of living, because mm-hmm. you know, sister girl, you ain't broke. You get what I'm saying? And to say, wow. And you have a kid. Your mm-hmm. kid had to be way younger when this happened.
Yes.
So what, 5?
Yeah, well, actually,
4 or 5?
Yeah, you're right.
Four or five.
So yeah.
I have an 8-year-old. You uh-huh. see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I know I can move with her in a job, mm-hmm. I know I'll be able to move easily. So I can imagine having a 4-year-old mm-hmm. and then losing that and being, you get what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, I do. I totally get it.
So to have somebody to say I went through it, mm-hmm. only difference is last time how I quit. Even though I ran for a minute, how I ultimately failed. This time, I'm planning an exit strategy to some degree,
but I'm planning a fast exit strategy. Mm-hmm. So most people that I say I've talked to have been like, oh, it takes 18 to 24 months. Mm-hmm. I don't foresee me for my mental health, and I'm being very honest, mm-hmm. to do this another 12 or 18 months. Mm-hmm. I really don't even know if I can do it today. I got the strength. But you get what I'm saying?
God give us strength in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but you know what I mean? Like that 119 got me up this morning at 418. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, day 119. Like whatever it takes you to stay motivated, get with it. That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Because this morning, I was checking my phone. I was asleep, and I was like, what time is it? What time is it? I couldn't even go to sleep because I was trying to wait for my alarm, but I was up before my alarm, so I was tired and I wasn't getting any sleep. So I had to tell myself that I promise your alarm goes off every day. Your phone from Apple is $1,000. It's not broken. The alarm clock will go off. It will go off. And I still kept waking up before the alarm clock. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I was trying to stretch the alarm clock to get rest that I was missing. When you get to the point where you're waking up before your alarm clock and you're just up, just to be up, you're supposed to be writing and working on your stuff.
You're supposed to be writing or not working on that, your stuff. You know, communicating with God. What is his next plan? What is
the Because you're thinking about it anyway. You might as well go ahead and get up.
Absolutely.
And be like, hey, God. Yeah. Like this morning, I was like, God, I'm thinking about this podcast. God, I'm thinking about this podcast. God, I'm thinking about this podcast. And in my head, I'm not really thinking about it. What I really was thinking was, God, I really don't want to do this podcast. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. But I'm a do it every day, but I ain't going to like release it. So I'm going to say it, but I put it in.
Well, I'm glad you released then. I'm glad you came over because I was like waiting for you. I was so excited that you were coming over.
Yeah, same thing. Know? And then I was like tonight, I was like last night. I was so tired, like, I know I was on FaceTime, and I just fell asleep. Because I was like, I'm going to take a nap. My friend was like, yo, just set your alarm for an hour. You're going to take a nap. You're going to get up. You're going to edit your content, right? And I was like, all right, cool, boom. And I was on FaceTime, and I saw myself falling asleep on FaceTime. Like, really? How are you too grown? You a grown person. Why are you falling asleep? But I really wanted to talk to the person. But I was still falling asleep and watching myself fall asleep. And at the end, I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
So when I woke up, I was like, I didn't mean to sleep this long.
Right. I would have been that person that was
My friend was like, yo, what
did it I would have been recording you.
My friend said, what did it feel like? I said, you remember how you little and you see the kids when they on the big-breasted women and they came in there and they sleep? That's how I felt last night. I was so like knocked out, and it was just super confirmation. I woke up with the podcast. People been hitting me all day about the tour and being on this tour, and it's a crazy thing. I got such a crazy group. I got like well-known event planners, well-known comedians,
that's awesome,
well-known speakers. So it's interesting because they're just talking about how they developed their platform and, you know, if their faith worked for them or not. My interesting thing my whole life was, how did people know their purpose? Like, how did you know? Like, how did you know? Like, did it get tested and then you still picked it up and you kept running with it? Like, how did you do it? Like, I know how I did it.
When you can't get away from it, when you try to go in another direction and it keeps coming back to you. Hitting you right in the face. That's when you know this is your purpose. Like, that's when I know, like, it's my earthly purpose. And then, but that's also,
but you also are very deep spiritually,
right?
Too.
And that's how I was able to do it, you know my spiritual purpose, what God created me for also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, so I was able to tap in both of them, you know, because they both kept hitting me in the face. And not only that, you know, God will, you know, he presented things to me in dreams.
Yeah.
You know, and visions. So a lot of times, you know, my dreams and visions and then the things that I was encountered with, you know, I felt like, okay, here I am. I'm always, you know, speaking life into people, you know, but it was so hard to get someone to speak life into me.
Yeah.
And I was encouraging people when I was down myself.
Yeah. And that's what I was tired of. You know? I was tired of always speaking into people. I was like, you know what, God? F this. I'm tired. I was like, I don't got time all day to sit here and be speaking into people, and then they're going to turn around the next day. I will bust them right in the head.
But see, at that point...
That's where I was at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you got to realize what
you didn't want to do is what he was using to groom you, to mature you, to shape you.
And the maturity part of me was because I do see hope for people so much.
Yeah.
And I see such good potential on people. It hurts me so much when people don't see it for themselves.
That is hard.
And you want to be in my face every day. Oh!
That is hard.
Woo! Wait, that's girl. I laying myself out.
When you preach and you pass out on your own message.
Honey.
That's the hardest part for me.
That's
to speak
hard.
Into people every day. To build with people every single day. And you sit in my face.
Yeah.
You sit in my face. And I have to say the same thing to you all the time.
Yeah.
The same thing to you all the time. The same thing. You just want attention for that behavior.
Yeah.
I cannot give you attention for bad behavior.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm totally with you.
That I cannot do.
Yeah.
I cannot sit back with you and watch you not grow.
Yeah. That's why I had to break off a relationship, friendship, because of that.
I can't.
Why do I every year I have to tell you to get your license, go back to school, get your GED, do this, do that, stop buying clothes and save up money and get you a house, buy you a car. I'm here, I am doing my thing over here, but yet you want to keep doing the same thing. I'm like, I can't do this. I need to be
mentally, emotionally, hurtfully. Let me tell you what really happens. I'm just going to keep it 100. It makes you question if your gift is real or not. To the point that you think that you're crazy, and then you're so joyful about when you do it, but then it doesn't yield any results. So now you sitting here saying, yo, something is wrong with me. I'm a broken individual because if that has worked for me, how isn't it working for you? So now you sitting here tinkering in yourself and hammering your soul when there's nothing wrong with you. It's some people,
it's just them.
It's you're not called to.
Yeah.
You're not, you can't, if I am McDonald's and my burger is $1 and you have 50 cent, McDonald's is going to politely say to you, as much as we would like to serve you, you don't meet our expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. And versus us sitting here getting our feelings hurt because you don't meet somebody's expectation, say think, because people have expectations.
Right.
You didn't meet it. Hit the bar or don't do it.
But what about those who have expectations of you where you haven't even exceeded, baby? You're not even there yourself.
Bye. Bye, girl.
Yo,
bye.
How bye, can girl. You?
Listen, bye. Bye. Let me pick my pen up. Pick myself off
that's
the floor.
That's just where I am.
How do you have such high expectations for me? And if I don't do what you want me to do, then you break down. But if I hold you to the same standard,
right.
Now it's a problem and you the victim.
Right.
Because everybody hurts you and everybody did something to you.
But it's funny how they become the victim.
But have you noticed you doing the same thing to me that everybody's done to you? You hurting me the same way Martin and Pam and Gina hurt you.
Yeah.
You doing the same thing to me and you haven't even picked up. Realize you're picked up bad relations.
Right.
But why am I supposed to suffer through it?
Right. But yeah, we end up being the one that's hurt because we got to let
devil
it go.
The devil is a lie.
You know? And that was my thing.
No, not.
Like,
you know what?
Forget it. I need to pay, girl.
Why?
Because
they writing. Girl, they up there playing it now. She got them working. And they men. They going to listen to her.
I'm so glad.
I don't know why, but for little boys, she be telling them what to do and what not to do, and they be listening.
Well, she need to talk to him.
Get a pen. Get a pen. He just took your pen. Go ahead. Run, baby. Run. You was right. Your first instinct to look back and run. But that's when I learned that it is. I want it.
She said, I told him I don't play.
You heard?
Yo, she been her battery, Christopher.
Listen. She's like, see, I told them they got to listen. And he said, what do I write? She said, rule number one, how to start a business. See, I can't be mad with a girl. I can't be mad. Teach them, baby.
Yo.
She's like, because I ain't got no time to play.
Yo, I can't get into the room. That's what's up.
Yo, damn, she up there? She's like, no, spell it out. Yo, your kids is funny, yo. My daughter embarrassing me. She is talking to people how I be talking to her. I'm like, yo, I don't talk to her like that.
You
good. I'll be back, babe. You sure she's not a problem?
I promise to you, girl.
Okay, but that's what I'm learning. I'm not getting upset anymore behind it. I'm not getting mad. What I'm noticing is saying this, and I'm learning how to check it a lot quicker. Was I running too slow for you? Running too fast? Okay. No, matter of fact, I don't even get to that point now. I just start analyzing it. You know, why? Even if you were a valuable person in my life and you helped me, you did X, Y, and Z, I just always come back to, you know, things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know, breakups or whatever the case may be. I always feel like that first, you know, week, two, everybody has a time. Did you do everything you could do in your time to try to heal this relationship? Did you reach out? Did you talk to the person? Did you ask for forgiveness? If you have done all of that and looked at where you're going in life, mm-hmm. two things is going to happen. Either we'll reconnect, mm-hmm. and because I've already forgiven you.
Right.
And you'll realize what will happen, and we have to rebuild that relationship.
Right.
Or I just was a stop in your journey like you were with mine.
Yeah.
And I know I implanted stuff in you and you got good stuff from me and it's still fine.
Right.
But I'm learning not to take somebody else's life mm-hmm. personal anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
But now understanding that I do have barriers, why I'm very open with everybody.
Right.
If we have a personal relationship with each other, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When we're done and you keep telling me you don't want to be my friend and mm-hmm. I keep reaching out and talking to you
yeah.
and you're telling me you're done, I'm going to respect that.
Right.
So when you come back to me and say, now you want to be my friend.
Right.
Now we have a new negotiation. Hello, baby.
Come on.
Because who I was before, I'm not right. the same
I'm
one now.
I'm not the same person now. Yeah.
So now we have a new negotiation.
What happened before, guaranteed.
Can't happen again. So the same now. Way that it took you time to get here.
Yeah.
You got to now go all the way in the back baby. Of the line. And you got to start all the way over because you don't know me no more.
Right.
Because our relationship ended. Sure, your access ended.
You didn't
ended
even
to
know me the whole time because woo! Then we wouldn't
we
even
we never
have
got
been
to this place. Dang it. Because if you baby. Really knew me, you would have knew. You right. you shouldn't even walked out the door.
Absolutely.
Because we could have talked to each other before yeah. then. Matter of fact, I would even say, even if you walked out the door, in 24 hours,
yeah.
that situation should have been fixed. If it wasn't fixed by then, and it takes 30, 40, 50. Nah, it wasn't real.
Right.
It was some part of that wasn't real. Me, you, or right. it.
Exactly.
So if you want to come back, you got to start back in the line. Yeah. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Mm-hmm. You got to start over. You can't have the same access to me anymore.
Right.
Because you cut that link.
Right.
That's fair. I don't. Yeah. And people have to understand that. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the same person.
Right.
We have to build that all over again. Right. And for the longest, that took me time to understand yeah. that.
I'm with you. Me too.
Because twofold. Because I think if a person has apologized, it has to be an apology.
Yeah.
And we have to recognize mm-hmm. it. Once that happens, I think it can go from slow. I think that's depending on the length of time and stuff. For me, right. if we got mad in a day or two,
right.
I'm pretty much over it.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If the indication was long and drawn out, I think it takes time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes we also have to stop prolonging things.
You're right.
Because I've heard people still apologizing stuff in a relationship from 5 years ago. I ain't doing yeah. that.
Nah.
If you still bringing up some stuff to me from 6 months ago and
you
our
was
friend,
never truly over it from the start.
You were never over it.
Right.
And if you was never over it, you should have stopped talking to me
exactly.
then.
Exactly. You're right.
Let me go.
Call baby down. Let me, what's her name?
Leilani.
Let me feed her.
Girl.
What she like to eat?
Girl, Dickums like to eat, girl. But thank you so much for listening. This podcast turned into like 1 to 2. I hope you got something from this message. This was a long, good podcast that I really, really needed to do. I love you guys. Be sure to hit me up at www.youknowwhatjesus.com or you can go to www.facebook.com/youknowwhatjesus. If you are a speaker, comedian, actor, apostle, singer, if you are interested into talking and having real down-to-earth conversations, be sure to hit me up over there because I have this tour kicking off. And I want to say in my feeling, in my heart of hearts, it's going to kick off between May and June of this year. Look forward to sharing this stuff with you. And thank you so much for listening. I love you guys.